We're so happy you've joined us again on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Providing inspiration today is Lori Tupin from Brookline, New Hampshire. She's sharing her lift, "The Winter of Thought Always Springs Forth."
This past winter, the ice in the lake started forming in November. By February, it was 15 inches thick. People were ice fishing, snowmobiling, and even driving their cars onto the lake. For all intents and purposes, this was an extension of the land for a few wonderful weeks. But this didn't stop the water flow under the ice, nor all the life that existed when the ice wasn't there. I realize that this is similar to what happens in healing. A physical problem may change what the five physical senses are used to seeing, but this winter of thought is, as it says in the Bible, but for a season, and cannot permanently affect our intact spiritual makeup. As nothing can stop the coming of spring, the melting of the ice and the eventual appearance of flowing water and aquatic life, nothing can stop God's spiritual man from shining forth in his or her pure perfection. It doesn't matter how long the ice or physical challenge seems to have lasted, or how thick it got. It is under the influence of the sunshine and light, a divine truth, which is another name for God. Truth comes to warm thought and raise consciousness to a higher spirituality, so that we may behold our true self, perfect and unchanging. The ice in the shoreline gets thinner until it finally disappears. Sometimes it takes weeks for what they call ice out. Sometimes just a day. But its disappearance is inevitable. Just as we can never see imperfect man in the light of ever-present divine truth. So let's allow the hardness of mortal belief to melt under the noonday sun, the divine life, joy, and beauty, no matter what the season. And let the true man of God's creating be seen in all his springtime beauty and grandeur. That's called healing.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.